And again, I wanted to welcome everyone again today to the Employment Options Town Hall Meeting webinar on the Social Security Ticket to Work program. My name is Lori Adler, and I am our online events manager, and I will also be your moderator and speaking as well today. And we are so excited to have all of you, and we have a great presentation lined up for you from some of our staff who have used the Ticket to Work program. Again, just a quick technical reminder to anyone who just joined to view the presentation slides, please click step two in the email you received last evening, or you can use your confirmation email when you registered. You click that link and you'll be able to see the slides. If you can't use your internet today, you're welcome to just listen to the audio and that will work as well. And please remember, if you are using JoinMe and looking at the presentation, please have your computer in full screen mode. It makes viewing the slides better that way. Okay, before we hear from our presenters, I first wanted to tell you a little bit about our company and who we are. Our CEO and founder of Employment Options pictured here is Paula Rubin VAA. She founded our company in 1993, and Paula is a nationally certified vocational evaluator, and she's been helping people with physical, mental, and emotional challenges and disabilities to find suitable employment and work for over 20 years now. And Employment Options is an authorized employment network in the Social Security Ticket to Work program, and we serve 47 states, if you didn't know. And we were a part of the Ticket to Work program pretty much since it has began. And last year, we helped place over 720 Ticket to Work clients back to work in either work at home or community jobs. And if you're new to our company, you can always visit our website anytime at myemploymentoptions.com to learn a little more about us and what we do and our staff. We do have a great lineup of five speakers for you today, and who they actually work here at Employment Options internally, and who also have used the Ticket to Work program and found it and helped them return to work. All of our journeys are a little different, but we are excited to share our story with you. You'll hear from Ray Morrison, Sandy Darnell, Lisa Seeley, Ethel Lawrence, and myself. And our agenda and goal for you today is to allow you to have the opportunity to listen to a little bit about each of their personal stories about using the Ticket to Work program and how it aided them in their journey of having a disability, making the decision to try to work again, and then going back to work with the help of the program. And each of our journeys is a little different, but each of us, you know, use the Ticket to Work program to help us in our journey. And we are all, again, very excited to share our story with you. And now I would like to introduce you to our first presenter today, Ray Morrison. Ray is a community job placement specialist here and helps our clients find jobs in their local area who are using the Ticket to Work program. Hi, Ray. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Lori. Hello, everyone. My name is Ray Morrison, as Lori told you. I am a job placement specialist with Employment Options. I assist clients in finding work through in their community through resume writing, job search, interview coaching, and follow-ups. Prior to being on disability, I was an executive chef, and then I went back to school and received my degree in liberal arts with the main concentration in psychology. And then I worked as a drug and alcohol counselor, as well as running two drug rehab clinics. I became disabled in 2002, and to be honest, it devastated me. Getting benefits was a godsend, but, you know, having jobs most of my life, I became severely depressed. It was just a horrible time for me. Eventually, I did get a letter from Social Security telling me about the Ticket to Work program. I thought it was a great idea, but I was reluctant, as some others are. I did a lot of research, And I finally started calling some employment networks. I called, must have made 15 or 20 calls. Employment Options, believe it or not, were the only ones who called me back. I talked with them a bit and shared my resume, and I filled out all the paperwork, and I signed my ticket to Employment Options. And because of my past experience as a counselor, because I also did job placement, Paula interviewed me for a position with Employment Options, and I've been working here for going on 9 years now. Returning to work, it felt great. I felt like I was a productive person again. I got to the point where I was working full-time and was about to be out disability totally. Then, unfortunately, I had a relapse, and I had to go back on to disability. And thanks to the program and the assistance and guidance of Employment Options, I was able to begin receiving my cash benefits again. I am still working, although it's part-time. I'm hoping to get back to full-time again soon. So that's pretty much it with me. Does anybody have any questions?
I think what we're going to do, Ray, is just have the questions toward the end, so that way.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
No, that's okay. No problem. And we really appreciate you sharing your story, Ray, because I know a lot of people ask the question, you know, what if I get sick? What if I return to work, get sick again? Your story shows that, you know, the work incentives and the safety nets are there, and they work, and they helped you, because, you know, that's what a lot of people fear when, you know, they return to work. So we really appreciate you sharing your story and being open to that, and we're really glad you were able to be here. Thank you so much.
Oops. Thank you.
And now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Ms. Sandy Darnell. Sandy is a work-at-home job placement specialist here with us at Employment Options. And Sandy will share her personal ticket-to-work story about having Lyme's disease and how the program benefited not just her but also her family. Hi, Sandy. The floor is yours.
Hi, Lori. Hi, everyone. My name is Sandy, and I'm a work-at-home counselor with Employment Options. I work with clients to find employment. I help them with their resumes. It's not just a short-term get them a job and kick them out the door thing. Our goal is to help our people get better jobs and build a better life. But my story starts, I was the founder and co-owner of two companies, Darnell's Painting and Contracting and Turf Tenders Lawn Care. I pushed myself real hard, and it was part of who I was. The companies became my identity. We had 10 employees, and my husband and I worked side by side every day. And I love the physical and mental challenge that we experienced. Then in July of 1996, I was savagely attacked by a vicious Lyme-infested tick that would have fit on the head of a straight pin. Later, I discovered the bug, as I call it, was much smaller. That pin-sized bloodsucker deposited infected spirochetes into my bloodstream. The way it altered my existence, health, and life, it would have been a much more exciting story if it had been a 1,000-pound, angry, hungry, tail-twirling hippo. In less than a month, I was dead in the water, unable to function. I was confused. Spent most of my time sleeping, and the smallest task was overwhelming. After I was diagnosed and was treated, I was still left with chronic Lyme, and I came to realize that might be the best that I would ever be. So I applied for and was granted disability. Now, I was grateful for that because it made a difference in how we lived every day, but after I got the disability, I became depressed. All I wanted was our life back. And I was frustrated and angry, and I even threw myself from a few pity parties, but after a while, I was the only one that showed up. There were glimmers of light, and I know that they came from the support of my husband, Lloyd, my friends and family. And I also started to realize that waiting for things to change wasn't going to get it done. There was something missing that I needed, and interacting with people, sharing what I had to offer was not accomplished sitting on the couch eating bonbons and watching soap operas. Okay, I was just kidding about the watching soap operas, but the bonbons did become my best friend. So I volunteered at the animal shelter, started to get stronger. I helped with some fundraisers, and then I stepped forward and organized and ran a few fundraisers. And one day I thought, okay, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? I needed to work not only for the money, but for myself. I decided to draw from my strengths and let my weaknesses go. There was so much more that I wanted to accomplish, so I started research, working, and being on disability, and I found out about the Ticket to Work program. I received a list from Maximus of Employment Networks, and after a few false starts, I found employment options. And I got to tell you, the day that they offered me a position, they just happened to have an opening, was the day that my life started to just change in ways that I could never believe possible. Now, giving up my disability check was one of the toughest things that I think I ever did. I had that check coming in every single month. What if I fell on my face? What if I didn't make it? Would I have to go to court again? Would I have to go to attorneys and talk to doctors and go through all the things that I had to do in order to get that disability? But I asked the right questions to the right people at Employment Options, and I got support and protection from them and the Ticket to Work program. It all came together, and honestly, I have never regretted one single day of that decision. Going back to work for me was like being reborn. I felt strength and have felt encouraged to not only survive the attack of that hippo. Yeah, I changed him from a little tiny tick to a hippo, but also to discover new, amazing, and exciting aspects of myself that I had never taken the time to explore, let alone develop. I was always so busy that I had forgotten what it was like to just kind of enjoy my life. Now, I have been with Employment Options for 6 years. And the first client that I worked with as a counselor, she's still working. She has become self-sufficient, and together we are looking for a higher-paying job, something more challenging. Her life has changed. She's gotten married and has never regretted the decision to come off benefits and regain control of her life. Now, I have one more thing to share. I started to write short stories and poems, and I'd like to read to you just a few lines that kind of sum up how I have felt. This was not our choice. We did not ask to be put under this label. With our hard work and determination, we will bring new things to the table. We fight to survive. We find some peace and shake off any shame. For if we have learned anything, our needs and values are all changed. So let me repeat, so there is no doubt, so you will understand, I am a work in progress, and I am immensely proud of who I am. My straight-up advice is don't be afraid to step outside the box. That safe zone that we put ourselves in when we have a disability can become unhealthy mentally and physically. Your disability is just a small part of you, who you are. Control it and do not let it control you. Thank you. And I am going to introduce the next speaker, and her name is Lisa Seeley. Lisa is going to talk about her journey on the Ticket to Work program and how it has changed her life. And you can see her story on the Ticket to Work. Well, actually, at the bottom of the screen right there, you can go right to it and see her story after she gets done talking. So, Lisa, please tell us your story.
Well, thank you, Sandy. Hi, everybody. My name is Lisa Seeley, and I'm one of the vocational counselors here at Employment Options. What I do is I help clients with various employment services, such as job placement, resume writing, interview coaching, and other counseling services. So, you know, prior to receiving Social Security benefits, I worked at JCPenney's watch and jewelry repair for about 2 years. I had just graduated high school and kind of, you know, feeling the putting the feelers out there with work and things like that. But unfortunately, working within a public setting became very overwhelming for me, so I was forced to resign. At 26 years old, I married my best friend, Kevin, and then we had our first child, our son, Mikey. And then our daughter, Madeline, came, and, you know, while raising our children, I always felt like I wanted more out of life for them. I had a really overwhelming guilt of not contributing to my household financially, so I knew I could physically work, but my anxiety just wouldn't let me. If anybody knows what anxiety disorder, panic disorder, agoraphobia is, it can be, you know, very debilitating at times. And, you know, I've been through a lot of dark days with that disability. But, you know, although I was very grateful for receiving my Social Security disability benefits, I wanted much more out of my life for my husband and my kids. A few of the major concerns that I had returning to work was what will happen to my cash benefits? You know, what's going to happen with my medical care, my medical benefits? You know, what if I try going back to work and I fail? I really didn't want to. I felt like I was a failure already in life, and, you know, I didn't want to take another step and stumble. I really couldn't anticipate when my panic attacks were going to appear, you know, but I knew I wasn't happy with my current employment status. I wanted so much more for myself and my family. So basically, I took a deep breath and jumped. And that is when I made the decision to research work-from-home opportunities, and I contacted Maximus. Maximus is actually the agency that kind of manages the Ticket to Work program, and they provided me with an employment network listing, and that's when I assigned my ticket to another employment network called Rewards for Working. Rewards for Working is no longer in business, so unfortunately, you know, I left there, but they did hire me as a vocational counselor, you know, and that was my dream job, is to help people who were, you know, in my exact same shoes. I felt like I can relate to those better, you know, dealing with anxiety and panic just because I know exactly how it felt. It was my dream job. You know, to help others the way I needed help. But again, unfortunately, Rewards for Working went out of business, so I was back to square one and contacted Maximus all over again to look for another employment network. And that is when I researched employment options and spoke with Paula. And because of my work history and experience, you know, she hired me on as a vocational counselor. So 7 years later, here I am. I've been working at Employment Options for a little over 7 years now. I'm working with people, changing lives. I encourage clients, you know, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to fall occasionally. The important thing is you keep going. Coming on board with Employment Options, you know, you're never alone. I always tell my clients, I'm kind of like your virtual cheerleader. I'm here to, you know, encourage you, to support you. We work together. We stumble together, but most importantly, we succeed together. The biggest life that I've changed is my own. I was acclaimed by the Social Security Administration as one of their success stories of the month and participated in an interview about my completed journey within the Ticket to Work program. Not only have I graduated off the Ticket to Work program, I also encourage others to make that jump. I always tell my clients, you know, work is therapy. It takes you out of your comfort zone, enabling you to grow as an individual. I made my own astonishing accomplishments. I am now proudly financially independent. Kevin and I have always had a dream of purchasing a above-ground pool for our kids to swim in. And I'm very, very happy to say that our new pool is being installed next week, actually. So the kids and I are very, and my husband are very excited about that. I can now fly across country and back with ease. You know, as someone with agoraphobia, that's pretty, pretty challenging. And I was at one point where I couldn't even walk across the street to get my mail. And here I am flying all over the place throughout the United States. So I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd ever do that, but here I am. My husband and I actually took our kids to the Bahamas on a family cruise, so that was really fun for us too. I drive all over the place in my brand new car. I actually drove to Pennsylvania with just my kids to join friends camping. So again, someone with panic disorder, anxiety disorder, agoraphobia knows, pretty big challenge, you know, just to drive down the street, let alone cross state. So that was a big accomplishment for me too. And I really credit this for returning to work because, again, it was therapeutic for me just because it took me out of my comfort zone and, you know, had me take baby steps to meet goals. So I have zero regrets with my return to work. You know, my life has been filled with pure joy supporting others to achieve their employment goals. I use the analogy of seeing a tightly closed rosebud slowly blooming into a blooming rose is one of the most beautiful visions one could have. And I'm very blessed to be part of my clients' lives and to help them become that blooming rose. So if you ever have, you know, any fears or concerns about returning to work, you know, give us a call. We're here. We've been there, done that, and we know exactly how you feel. So, you know, if we can help any way, you know, with alleviating any stress, anxieties about returning to work, give us a call or an email. And that's my story. So we'll be answering questions at the end of this webinar. But otherwise, I'm going to introduce my coworker. And we have here the one and only Ethel Lawrence. And Ethel is going to talk about her journey and about how the program helped her return to work. Take it away, Ethel.
Thank you, Lisa. Hi, everybody. My name is Ethel Lawrence, and I'm currently a counselor for my employment options. I work with the work-from-home clients and our community clients. I help with resumes, job coaching, interview preparation, answering any questions they might have, whatever they need to get the job, that's what I'm here for. I feel like when my clients get a job, I'm as excited as if I got a new job. It's a feel-good job. So prior to being disabled, I worked for 20 years with Walmart as a district supervisor. I had a company car, a company credit card, and a lot of responsibility. I personally oversaw from 7 to 13 stores, including the profitability, hiring, and evaluations of employees. I really enjoyed my job, and I enjoyed interacting with all the people I came in contact with at those stores. Then one morning when I got up to get ready for work, I felt like I had been hit in the head with a baseball bat. My left side wouldn't function, and I knew immediately that I was having a stroke. At the hospital, not only did they diagnose me with a stroke, they also diagnosed me with lupus. My life was totally changed. My body wouldn't do the things that I had done for years. I sadly had to leave my job and go on disability. I had worked all my life, and now I was sitting at home watching TV or playing computer games. I have never felt so lost and hopeless. I didn't want to live my life sitting at home doing nothing. Then I received a mailing from the Social Security Administration. It was information about the Ticket to Work program. I'd never heard of it before, but it had a list of employment networks, and I looked through the list, and I saw that there were legitimate jobs that you could work at from home. I actually felt a glimmer of hope. Because of the pain in my body, I thought maybe a work-from-home job might be a good fit for me. Maybe that could ease me back into the workplace, and I could actually go back to work. I called my employment options, and they gave me very personalized attention. In fact, due to my previous work history, the CEO offered me a job as an employment counselor. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to work, but she explained that with the Ticket to Work program, I had 9 months to find out if I was able to work without losing my benefits. I thought, how great. How great is that? I can find out and not lose anything. I was so excited about my job offer, I thought I was going to go have to buy some Depends. My husband was happy, too. He said now my attention would be somewhere else instead of creating all those honey-do lists. I can't begin to describe how great it felt to be working again. A job is so much more than a paycheck, which does help with the living expenses, but it also gives you back your self-esteem and a reason to get out of bed each day. I felt like I had a purpose in my life, a path to follow, and my job of helping other people in my situation made me feel so good. Going back to work changed my life. I was no longer a victim of a disability. I was someone who overcame and is able to live a normal life, not the life I had before, but a good life. Being part of the Ticket to Work program was a blessing for me. It gave me the opportunity to find out if I was able to come off my benefits with no risk. I'm one of the lucky people who is able to do that. Not everyone can or should, but I'm very thankful for the Ticket to Work program, and I encourage anyone out there who would like to go back to work but you're a little bit worried about it to give us a call and talk to us about it. We can give you some honest answers. Give us a call. And that's my story. And now I would like to introduce our favorite marketing manager, Miss Lori Adler.
Thank you, Ethel, and thank you all of you so far who've shared your great stories. Again, my name is Lori Adler, and as they said, I am our online events manager here, and I also help with public relations, and I'm your moderator today, so doing several things. And I'm also, like Lisa, a SSA Ticket to Work success story, and you can see both of our success stories by visiting the Ticket to Work site as well, and they also are on our website as well. I have been with the company 6 years now. And I'm so glad to be with you today and happy to talk about the Ticket to Work program because I can honestly say it truly has impacted my life and my family's life in a positive way. I always say I could go on and on about how this program has been life-changing, but I'll just give you a little snippet today about my journey of having a hidden disability and finding Ticket to Work, and it helped me ease back into the workforce again. Currently, I'm in my late 30s, but since I was around 10 years old, like Lisa, I've battled with severe anxiety, panic, and depression. My life has been what some may call either a roller coaster of ups and downs and a lot of highs and lows, dealing with a disability that made it very challenging, honestly, to reach normal life milestones, as others were. I have honestly been through multiple types of treatments, such as hospitalizations, medications, and various therapies. It continues to be a disorder that I still have to manage today. It is going to probably be something that I manage, you know, the rest of my life, but I'm managing it now. At many stages of life, having anxiety made it hard to achieve social life, have a social life. It affected friendships, it affected work, education goals, and my family's life. It made it hard on them at times. It also highly challenged my self-esteem as well. However, the same disorder that has caused a big challenge in my life, I feel, has also made me, excuse me, my allergies, has also made me a very high achiever and a very hard worker. I had many goals in life as a young child with school and my career, but with the disorders I had, sometimes those dreams did not happen when I had hoped that they would. In college and high school, I had straight A's and I worked very hard, but had major issues with being in the classroom and had to withdraw from a college professional program in occupational therapy that I had wanted to do for 10 years. I was one of the top of my class. Having to do that was devastating, but the anxiety just became too great and I could not function. A year or so later, things did calm down a little. I did find work at a local law firm, not doing anything in healthcare, and then at a local utility company in my hometown. I started out as an administrative and executive assistant there, and then I worked my way up to a buyer's assistant. In the early 2000s, I was in a pretty decent place for the first time in a long while and had been working full-time at the gas and electric company without any major anxiety flare-up. Now, keep in mind, I still had anxiety, don't get me wrong, but no major debilitating episodes for a couple years. However, again in 2005, my anxiety became too overbearing for me again and way too difficult to manage. My world came crashing down and I was terrified. I had to make the difficult decision at 27 to leave my job at the utility company that I had worked so hard to get and apply for and start receiving SSDI benefits. For many years, I will be honest with you, I did feel lost and alone, as many of my coworkers have said, that my life would never be like others again or ever be the same. I did hold my head down at times, but then with time, medication, treatment, and prayer, I did gradually start feeling stronger. After a few years, like Ethel mentioned, I kept having this feeling inside that despite my issues, I still had skills that I could use, but I was terrified to even think about returning to work while on SSDI. I helped my boyfriend and best friend Brad with his painting business a little bit, but I just had a longing for something on my own. I did some volunteer work, which I encourage people to do if you're able to, if you're not, you know, making paid income because it gives you good experience. I volunteered at my church a few hours a week to get out of the house, but it was very hard as well because of the anxiety. My head was swirling. What if I went back to work again? What would happen to my benefits? I could not lose them. I lived on my own. I had a mortgage, a car payment, and medical bills. What about my Medicare, my health insurance? I cannot lose that either because of my anxiety treatment and going to the doctors and my medication. My head was spinning back then. I did try to do some employment research of my own. I worked a few hours a week from home, bare minimum, doing telemarketing, which I wasn't crazy about, but it gave me a little experience. But all the while, I was terrified that I was doing something wrong and that my benefits would be taken away. My best friend, or one of my best friends, one day was on a work-at-home website by chance looking for a job for herself, and she saw a post about Ticket to Work and employment options in 2010. And I can honestly say that that one post changed my life completely. It said that they specialize in work at home, and that made me perk up because I knew with my issues that work at home was probably my best fit because of my anxiety. However, I can promise you I was terrified to make that first call to employment options. It was a big step. I went through the normal application process just like our clients do now, and I spoke with our customer service person, Sheikah. And believe me, I was scared, and I asked a million questions, which the staff can attest to, and I talked to multiple of them because I just wanted to ease my mind and concerns. So as Sandy and Ethel and all of them have said, if you are scared or you're fearful or you feel confused, we do understand in some way because we've been there. But what made me start to feel at ease is that I would have an agency and a personal job counselor at Employment Options who would be helping me every step of the way. As someone with an anxiety disorder, for the first time in a long time, that gave me a sense of peace. Having someone who could help me track my benefits, my income, where I was in the program, helped me find the best job leads, helped me with my resume, allowed me to focus just on working and just breathing. Here at Employment Options, we have a certified work incentive counselor, Teresa, who helps with benefits questions that myself or our clients have, and she helps track our income dollar for dollar and guides us through the program. Again, for the first time in ages, because of that as well, I was not alone in my journey. I had help. I told Employment Options staff originally and Paula that I did not want to ever get off disability and that I only wanted to work part-time, and I stated that many times to them and myself. However, with time and personal growth and using the 9-month trial work period and safety nets, I have gradually, over several years, worked into full-time, and then in the past 2 years made the big decision to work off my benefits. But I want to say it has been a several-year gradual process, nothing that I did in the first week or the first month or even the first year. It was based on at my own pace and through growth. The program allowed me to ease back in the way I needed to. As many have said already, work for me was more than a paycheck, and it has become that. It has given me a focus every day. It has given me a way to use my abilities and contribute to society and help people like myself. It is truly rewarding and has helped me thrive. And like Lisa said, it is therapy in some way. Everyone's journey in the Ticket to Work program or with their disability is different, so your journey might not be like mine, but that is okay. The Ticket to Work program gives those of us on SSDI or SSI an opportunity to test the waters without the rug being pulled out from under us. I can tell you honestly from living the program that the day you start working while collecting benefits, your check does not just stop. Mine didn't. Your health care doesn't just stop. Mine didn't. But if you're confused, you're scared, we have a benefits person, Teresa, here to explain all that. That, again, was a huge relief for me and took away a lot of my fears. My personal advice to any of you thinking of returning to work in the program, or maybe you already are in the program, is to know that it is a process and it's a gradual one. And my favorite saying through everything I've been through is Rome wasn't built in a day. Be kind to yourself. Take advantage of the ability to test out working again with the help of an agency. Find something that you're passionate about besides work. Possibly volunteer if you're able to. For me, it's exercise through Zumba. I know Lisa likes to work out as well. Walking or a walking club. Or if you can't get out of the house, online. They have online clubs and support groups and church groups. Having an employment network to help me every single step of the way in this journey the last few years has been life-changing. If someone would have told me 5, 6, 7 years ago that I would have come this far, I would have told them there's no way. But believe in yourself and remember to take things in baby steps. That's the best advice I can give, and the program allows you to do so. So that is my story. So I wanted to, I know I'm the moderator too, so I just wanted to thank all of our speakers and presenters for sharing their personal story and journey in the Ticket to Work program and letting each of us into your lives. I know that the program for myself, and I think I can speak for my coworkers, that it means a lot to each of us professionally and personally. We are going to open things up to a few questions now. While we let everyone do that, if you would like to ask a question to one of our speakers or in general, you can also, we have our benefits person here as well, please press 5-star on your phone keypad, and that will alert me that you want to ask a question. And again, that is 5-star on your phone. We will take a few questions, and then I will tell you how you can also ask questions another way if we don't get to yours. So again, 5-star. In the meantime, I wanted to let you know that we will also be sending out a follow-up email after in the next week or so, and for anyone who registered. So if you know of a friend or family member who couldn't make it and they registered, you know, we'll go ahead and get them a copy of everything. You'll get a link to the podcast because we recorded it, presentation slides, and any resources that we mentioned. So that way you can listen again or share it with someone who couldn't make it. The follow-up email will allow you to click on any links in the presentation that you see today, and our presentation, as you might have seen online, has our speakers' email addresses. I know sometimes questions are hard to ask live, so if you want to email any of us, you can do so, and that will be in the follow-up email as well. We did have so many great questions from all of you that registered. I wish we could review all of them. Hopefully some of the questions were addressed for you during the presentation. I did find one that I felt was excellent, and a lot of people asked a similar question. Deborah from Illinois asked, are any of you still receiving Social Security benefits and working, or are you off Social Security benefits completely? And if so, what are you doing for your health insurance benefits? This is a super popular question that we get. What happens to my health care? I'm going to have Teresa, our benefits and billing manager, speak on that. But as far as myself, I can say, as I mentioned in my story, that I'm off benefits completely, but I'm also still receiving my Medicare, and that's part of the work incentives of the program. Some of our staff have graduated from the program, and I also wanted to say that many of the employers that we place our clients in jobs with offer full-time benefits. So many of those jobs can get you health insurance if you do graduate from the program. So I'm going to introduce Teresa Neer. Teresa is our benefits and billing manager here, as I mentioned, and she is also a certified work incentives counselor, or CWIC. And she's going to just explain a little bit how incentives for health care benefits work for someone on SSDI, just so you kind of have an idea of what happens to health insurance. Teresa? See if you're muted. There you go.
Go ahead. Hi. Thanks, Lori. I'm sorry. No problem. I didn't know if anybody could hear me or not, and then it's unmuted. But anyway, yes, you can work and receive your benefits. Not everyone goes into the extension of Medicare or Medicaid. And receiving SSI or SSDI, you have different options. SSI, if you go to work and keep at least $1 of your benefit check, you receive Medicaid. You won't lose the Medicaid, even if your earnings are above the state level. Now, if your cash benefit goes to zero, then most states have an extended period of eligibility for Medicaid. It's called 1619B. There's nothing you have to do except report your earnings to Social Security, and you will be automatically placed within that status. As far as SSDI, once you get through your trial work period, which is 9 months, but they do not have to run consecutively, so if you start a job in January, it doesn't mean the trial work period will end in September necessarily. There are program rules that it might not. But once your trial work period has ended, you then move into a second phase of the program, and during this phase, you will maintain your Medicare benefits for at least 93 months. So that's close to 7-8 years, if I did the math right. During this time, your Medicare Part A is free, Part B and D and or D, you pay out of your cash benefit. Now, if you lose the cash benefit, what Social Security or Medicare will do, they will bill you a quarterly bill. This is going to be a high bill because you pay, what, $121 per month for your Medicare. Once you pay the quarterly, it will be done monthly. Now, if your employer offers you health insurance and it meets your needs, I mean, it covers all of everything that you need, there's no problem with going with your employer health care. Now, do not call Medicare up and say, I want to come off of Medicare, because they're going to go, wait, you're going to have to pay us all back. what you want to do is you want to disenroll in Part B and or D. You will always keep Part A, as that's the hospital. Now, say if you lose this job and lose that health benefits from your employer, you would qualify for a special circumstance that would allow you to get back on Medicare. And just because you lose your cash benefit does not necessarily mean you cannot get it back. This program is a wonderful program. It enables you to return to work. It enables you to stay at work or give it a try. We hope everyone gets through it and becomes self-sufficient like all of our speakers have today, but we know that's not always the case. So we're here along your journey with you if you decide to come with employment options and are here to answer any of your questions. I guess that's it, Lori. Back to you.
Thanks, Teresa. I appreciate that. You are our benefits expert, and I wanted to make sure that question was addressed because it was a common question we get and is a common thread I saw on the questions that other people, you know, ask. So I really appreciate that great question from Deborah, and thank you for Teresa for offering your answer. Now we're going to go to a few of the live questions. I see that several of you have questions. And we'll go do a few of those now. And I wanted to also mention, too, that, like I said, we're going to do the follow-up email. So it'll have the email addresses, how to reach us. If for some reason we can't get to all the questions or you think of a question later or you'd rather ask it personally, we understand that. Our email addresses will be in the follow-up email, too. So I am going to go and unmute the first person, and then we will go from there. So let me give me 1 second here. Hi, caller. You should be able to ask your question. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi there.
Okay.
You can ask your question.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
Are you speaking to me?
No, I didn't know. Did you have a question? I was just letting you know you were unmuted if you had a question. It shows that you pressed 5-star to ask a question.
I do. So thank you very much for taking my question.
Oh, no problem.
Have utilized the return to work or the ticket to work years ago when I initially went on disability and started receiving SSDI. When I first applied, every so often, and I don't recall, you know, how long it took before I would have to be reviewed, but I would have to go for a review several times. And then I took advantage of the ticket to work, and I had my Medicare. I was in New York State, and so I had my Medicare for a year after my benefits stopped, which was great. But then after a few years, I ended up having to go back on my disability. So I reapplied. It was not an issue. It wasn't hard for me to get back on. And I've been back on my disability for, I think, since about 2012. And I've had no reviews. Everything that you all testified to, I totally understand, identify with. My anxiety is if I do attempt to go back to work through the ticket to work, will that trigger something in the system and make me have to go for reviews again, which created so much anxiety?
Teresa, do you want to take that?
Whereas I haven't had any reviews since I've been back
right
on since.
Right. Teresa, do you want to answer that?
I have a couple of questions for you. You said you've been back on it since 2012. Have you worked since being on since 2012?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And I have spoken to for whatever reason, if I went to Social Security, maybe, you know, to change my address, or when I got married and changed my name and I slipped in the question, you know, return to work, just inquiring about that. And they said, oh, well, yeah, your period of return to work, though I have used it in the past, renewed. So I do have that option again. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Okay. Is your ticket assigned currently to an employment network or a state ER?
I don't have that I'm aware of. I just know that I was told that I could utilize that.
Okay. Medical reviews prior to coming to the Ticket to Work program, they're scheduled by Social Security, and it's based on your disability. They can go from 3+ years all the way up to, I think, 7+ years. So it's not unheard of or unlikely that you haven't had a medical review. But medical reviews, being on the Ticket to Work program, you have a protection, so you don't have to go up for medical reviews. But I can tell you, after so many years, you do have what is called a timely progress reviews within the ticket. Okay. And if you do not pass these timely progress reviews, you could go up for a medical review. There's a lot of different scenarios as to whether or not you would go, if Social Security would conduct one. But, like, for the first 12-month review, you would have to have, like, 3 months at or above trial work level. Now, trial work level is $840 a month, but within that 12-month period, you would have to make at least 3 months, and then you would pass, and you would keep the medical protection, that CDR protection, from going up for medical review. But to answer the question why you haven't came up with a medical review, I would ask Social Security. It's most likely it's because of the scheduling of when of your the severity of your disability. And the likelihood of you improving is how they set up those reviews. But the ticket does have a protection against those.
Now,
my answer.
Thank you for that. My other question is, so also when I was at the Social Security office, I would ask, you know, now, because, and I'm getting conflicting information, and I have for years. Some would say you can go back to work, but I forget if they say if you earn a certain amount of money, then I could earn up to, I forget the figure, I'm going to say $1,100 per month and not affect my disability benefits. So I don't know about that. And then some would say that, yeah, I could go back to work, but then I would have to, you know, eventually I would be cut off of my benefits.
Are you receiving SSDI or SSI? SSDI, right?
SSDI.
Like we stated before, all SSDI have a 9-month trial work period. These 9 months do have to be at trial work level in order to count. Now, for trial work level for 2017 is $840 gross earned per month. If you earn below that, you do not use a trial work period month. These 9 months don't have to run consecutively, but they do have to be within a 60-month period. There's no loss of cash benefit during this time, and you do have unlimited earnings without it affecting your DI. Now, if you're on a state or a federal state-ran program such as HUD or SNAP that are means-tested, those could be affected with work. But if you're on the ticket and you're in your trial work period, you do not lose the benefits during the trial work period. And then it gets a little more complicated, but you do have another safety net of extended period of eligibility. If your earnings stay below that $1,170 that you were thinking of, then you would receive a cash benefit. And if it's above, you would lose that cash benefit. But it's going to be a little more complex because before you can lose the cash benefit, you have a 3-month grace period that you have to use prior to that. Just because you return to work does not mean you're going to lose the disability forever. Like Lori said earlier, there is plenty of safety nets and easy ways to get right back on the benefit if you end up losing it.
Right. Okay. Well, just prepare yourself because I will be calling with plenty of questions.
I haven't yet, but I'm so glad that I attended this. My husband brought it to my attention,
We're very glad that you found it, and that's why we kind of did it, just so people can get a personal side. Like, we do work and help people in the program, but we've also, you know, can attest to it as well. So we'll have our emails in there as well, and I'll add Teresa's too, since she's the benefits guru. And but thank you for your questions. They were excellent. And thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself and that, the you know, you have used the program, because that's great.
My husband registered. Can I register under my name?
I'm sorry?
My husband registered with the new copy. Is it possible to register under my name so that you can contact me directly?
You can send, if you, yeah, if he registered and whoever registered, you can just reply to that and it'll go to me. So all the reply emails will go to me, but we will send out a follow-up that will have, like, all who talked today, their specific email addresses, you know, if you wanted to get connected with Teresa or Sandy or something. No problem. No problem. Thank you for your question. Let's go to the next person. Give me one second. Okay, you can go ahead with your question. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi there.
Yes. Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my question.
No problem.
The question I had, did you say you assist with compiling a resume?
Yes, we do. And one of our job counselors can explain it in more detail, but part of our free services is not just job placement or finding a job, but if you work with us, we assign you to a job counselor, and they help with all kinds of things, from, you know, moral support, tweaking your resume, writing a resume, helping you with interview practice, applications, filling them out, giving you advice. And if any of the other speakers want to attest, because you guys are the job counselors, feel free to jump in. But, yes, that's all part of the free services that we would offer as being an employment
network.
And I
have another question.
Sure.
I see where you assist people currently receiving benefits from the age of 18 to 64. Well, I'm 64 now. I'll be turned 65 in August. Does this mean that I can't use this service?
Teresa, do you want to?
I'll address that, Lori.
Yeah.
You have to have your ticket assigned by the time you turn 65. Now, to change program rules to our current full retirement age of 66, it takes an act of Congress, literally. But you are able to still participate in the ticket program until you reach full retirement age, which is 66.
Okay, my full retirement age for me to receive my Social Security is 66, but I'm saying I will turn 65 in August.
Okay, so you have from May to August and another year. So that's a year and 3 months on the Ticket to Work program.
Oh, okay.
So you could apply with us or other agencies and, correct, Teresa, and use your ticket.
Yes, yes. But you do have to be age 64, not 65 when you assign your ticket, because they won't let you after that. But if you're on it and you turn 65, you can.
I just haven't started using the service yet.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I was going to say, if you hadn't applied yet, I was going to talk about that in a little bit. But if you've applied, you know, we'll get back with you. And that's great. So that's an excellent question as well. We get that quite often, don't we, Teresa? About retirement age and the different things. So thank you so much for your question. Was that helpful?
Yes.
Okay, great. And we'll take another one. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for attending. And we'll get another one here. One moment. We'll do one more, maybe two, because we said we allowed till a little bit after, because we knew there would be some questions since these were personal testaments. So, okay, go ahead. You should be unmuted. Are you there? Hi there. Do you still have a question?
Hello?
Uh-huh. Do you still have a question?
Can you hear me? Yes,
I
do. Yes, my
sure,
name is Karen. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling because I wanted to know regarding employers, how much information can an ex-employer, former employer, disclose to a prospective employer regarding my disability? And I'm saying this because I've applied for several jobs, and I'm concerned, you know, they're contacting my past employer and inquiring about my disability. Now, is my former employer allowed to disclose to my present or prospective employer about my disability?
I can take that, Lori. They can't disclose that information to a prospective employer. When they call a prospective employer, actually all they can really disclose is that you were employed there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so by law they cannot disclose.
They can't disclose that you have a disability or you know, they can't disclose that, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a great question.
Okay.
That was a good question.
Everybody has great questions today. And let me try to, I will do maybe one more. I know we said we could go a little over because we know about, you know, with personal stories and there's a lot of questions that get thought of. So let me see here. Hi there. Maybe they don't want to ask a question. Okay, it seems like we've gone through most of the questions. I'm just going through to make sure.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. My question is, I can't find the letter that I received for the ticket to work, and I'm just curious, how do I apply? What is the process?
So let me make sure I understand your question, and then I'll have one of us take it. Are you asking how to find out if you still have a ticket or...
Yeah, I know I received it in the mail. It was
a
paper ticket I received in the mail about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I can take that, Lori. I don't mind. You don't need an actual ticket to apply. If you're on disability, you have a ticket. Are you on SSDI or SSI?
SSDI.
You go to our website and go to Job Seekers and apply.
And the website is
www.myemploymentoptions.com. And then click apply now, actually.
Yeah, apply now.
Yep.
Okay.
Most people that receive disability have a ticket. If you got one in the mail, then that tells you, you know, that you have one, but you don't have to. It used to be they mailed them more like that, and now it's mostly handled online. So what you can do is apply with us, and then we'll ask you information and go from there. But you can apply with us. You don't have to attach that to the application or anything like that. Does that help?
Yeah, it does help. Now, I'm looking exclusively for something I can do from home, and that's something that you guys can help with?
Yes. Yes, our services are work at home, and we also do community placement outside the home. We serve 47 states, all the states except California, Alaska, and Hawaii, and then we don't serve, those are the three states we don't serve, and then we don't serve Washington, D.C. for work at home. The Ticket to Work program serves all 50 states, but those are the states, you know, the ones I mentioned are what we serve. And then I will also like I said, in the follow-up email, it'll have a link on how to apply, but you can still go ahead to our website, like she mentioned, myemploymentoptions.com, and click apply. And then our front-end department, Sheikha Jones, will be the first one to give you a call if anyone else applies, and then that'll start the process, and we'll review everything and go from there. Okay? Does that help?
Okay, great. You guys have been very informative. Thank you for your time, and thanks for taking my call, my question.
Oh, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
This is Lisa Seeley, and I just wanted to kind of interject that we actually specialize in work-from-home placements. So, I mean, there's not too many VNs that offer work-from-home, but we're one of the organizations that, you know, really specialize in work-from-home placement. So it's, you know, great opportunity.
Right.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys more then.
Great. We look forward to that. And thank you again for your question. And like Lisa said, we, with our work at home, it is our specialty, and I'm glad you said that, Lisa. We actually partner with leaders in work at home. They send us their jobs, so we know the specifications, what they're looking for, what they're not looking for. There are specific requirements for work at home that we do have to look for just because you are working virtually. Those are listed on our website, too, and I can include it in the follow-up email. But we can, you know, review all that, and we'll let you know, you know, either way once you apply, you know, what it looks like. And you can attach a resume if you have one, but you don't have to, and it lets you put, you know, your situation and work history, and then we'll give you a call. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That was a great question. Okay. So we are 10 after. Let me see if I've gotten through the questions. And, again, what we'll do, if you have a question and you don't want to ask or you think of it later, we'll go ahead and I'll just keep things moving. We had some great questions. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to ask the questions because usually someone else probably might have thought of the same question or had that question, so they were all great, great questions. I want to be mindful of everyone's time today because I know everyone has busy lives and busy things to do this afternoon. What we'll do on our next slide is kind of what we covered already, but it is how to apply with us. If you are currently receiving SSDI or SSI and you are ages 18 to 64, visit our website and complete an application. If you've already applied, you don't have to do it again. Our staff will give you a call. If you need a status update, just give us a call. And it's 800-441-3114 extension 754 or extension 0, and that'll get you to Sheikha. There's a link on here that you'll be able to click on when you get the follow-up email, but you can also, there's a shortcut that we just gave out, www.myemploymentoptions.com, and click apply now. And then we also on this slide have the ticket to work website link because we are approved in the or authorized in the Ticket to Work program, and there are hundreds of agencies nationwide. We are more than happy to talk to you and answer your questions, and but we wanted to make sure you knew how to get to the Ticket to Work website as well. And then we're also we want to go over a couple resources just so you're aware of them, whether you're a job seeker, whether you're a job coach. I know we have all different kinds of people on the call today. Our CEO is an author and writer, and she's written several career workbooks. One of her latest is Employment Options, the Ultimate Resource for Job Seekers with Disabilities and Other Challenges. It is an excellent book. If you're looking to work or you work with people and getting them back to work, it's an excellent resource. You can go to our website as well and click on our resources section, and there is an ebook form of that as well that you can get through Amazon. And the other book there is A New Perspective for Job Hunters, Different Abilities, Disabilities, and that is something that we use with our own clients here. Lisa, Ethel, Ray, and Sandy use these with their clients. They do certain chapters to get to know their client and things like that. And there's an instructor's guide as well as a portion that, you know, the person, the job seeker, can look at as well. So those are all on our website. We just wanted to make you aware of those. And, of course, we're on social media. We know a lot of people are these days, and we just wanted to be sure that we put that out there for you. You'll be able to click on the links that are underlined when you get the follow-up email. But if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, please check us out. We do post a lot on there, including podcasts. We also have other webinars monthly, and our next one will be in June toward the end of the month. And because you've registered already, you'll get an update about that, and it will be on the topic of interview tips. And that is all that we have, and I wanted to just be mindful of everyone's time. I really appreciate our speakers today, and I really appreciate those of you who joined us, and we hope you enjoyed the webinar, and we will be sending that follow-up email. And please visit our website, give us a call, or you know, post on social media, and we'll be happy to get back with you. I hope everyone has an amazing day. Did any of the speakers want to say anything else before we go?
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for listening to our stories.
Yes.
And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Just remember that.
And it's not
exactly.
A train.
Right. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for attending, and we will talk to you soon. And have a great afternoon. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.